Sebastian Malaby is the Paul A. Volcker Senior Fellow for International Economics at the Council on Foreign Relations. He's an experienced journalist and public speaker. Malaby contributes to a variety of publications, including Foreign Affairs, The Atlantic, The Washington Post, and The Financial Times, where he spent 2 years as a contributing editor. He is the author of 5 books, most recently The Power Law, Venture Capital, and The Making of a New Future. Did you really interview all people in the stories?
I mean, most of the people who appear in my book, I interviewed.
Really?
Not 100%. There were some cases like Masayoshi Son, who is quite a figure in my book, but at the same time, the moment when I would have got access to him was also the moment when his fund basically blew up. And although I spoke to people who worked for SoftBank, and so I was able to form a sort of up-close understanding of how Masayoshi Son operated, I didn't speak to him himself. So there are some exceptions like that. But in general, I tried to speak to these people not once, but several times, because I would have a first meeting and then I would go back for another 2 hours. And these would be long recorded conversations. And then I would follow up with some emails and then I would maybe do a Zoom call. And so an enormous amount of interviewing goes into this. And that's why the project takes like 5 years.
Wow.
It's not that I write very slowly. It's that I'm very careful about gathering the facts.
So let me just digest it and repeat it. So you did really almost interview all people that you write about in the book for 5 years. That's amazing.
That's right, yeah. That's my method. I did the same thing when I wrote my biography of Alan Greenspan. I went to see the people he worked with, the people he was enemies with, his former girlfriends, I mean, everything, because you want to get a 360-degree picture of the man. I did the same thing with hedge funds in my book, More Money Than God. And that's what I did with venture capital as well.
Yeah, I believe it pays off. The book is fantastic. So as a reader, I love it. I like it. When it comes to writing, what is your work process? I read about, for example, Stephen King. I have some books from Stephen King. And in his book on writing, he says he sits down in the morning and writes a couple of thousand words and repeats the process every day. What is your work process?
I think with fiction writing like Stephen King, you can impose a routine more easily. With nonfiction writing, you know, there are days when I'm writing and I get to sort of the third paragraph and I realize I need to really understand some piece of data or something or some historical context. And I don't write anything else for the next day and a half because I've gone off to do some spreadsheets and, you know, really test what I'm saying. Other days, I can get up, hit my desk after I always exercise at the beginning of the day, and then I have breakfast and I hit my desk around 9 o'clock and I can keep going till 7 p.m. Writing if there's no interruption. And I'm very comfortable with those sorts of long 10-hour days if I don't get sidetracked by the need to go and think about the facts. If I've got the facts lined up, it's easy.
That's true. I believe that. What motivates you to choose that style? I mean, I'm still mesmerized by the way you approach this, like a fiction book and telling the real stories behind it. What motivates you to get down this hard route?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I got here slightly by mistake. So when I was in my 20s, I was the Africa correspondent for The Economist magazine. And I was outside Nelson Mandela's jail when he walked out in 1990. I was 25 years old. I thought my career would be downhill after that because nothing could be as exciting as watching Mandela come out of jail. And I wrote a quick book because I wanted to capture the prospects for South Africa. I called it After Apartheid. And that just took me, 3 months to write. And then I wrote another book a bit later, which was about the World Bank and development economics. And that took me a year and a bit. And then I wrote this book about hedge funds. And that just took me longer. It took 4 years or 4 or 5 years because I had to get the access to the people. They were difficult to reach. They were quite secretive. And also by that point, I had moved jobs. I had stopped being the employee of a newspaper that would always be telling me, come back to work, come back to work. I was now working at a think tank, the Council on Foreign Relations, which was more generous with the time it allowed me. And so I had the time. I needed the time. I spent, you know, as I say, 4 or 5 years. And what happened with that book is that it was sort of the breakout book for me, that it was just much better than the earlier books because I had had more time. And it's a book that was published in 2010, and now it's 2022, 12 years later. And it's still selling quite a lot of copies every week because people talk about it and they tell each other. And so I realized that in a content creator's market where there are just lots of people creating content, if you want to differentiate and you want to create something that's going to be lasting, it's kind of worthwhile to spend 5 years. And so that's what I do.